easy step-by-step guide to stress and time management by Brian Lomas. Introduction. Time management courses are perhaps one of the few training programs that many people seem to attend again and again. They try out different trainers, different training companies, and may even collect books on the subject, not to mention a multitude of diaries and personal organizers along the way. Why do they do this? Why doesn't a single training course or book solve all their problems? There will no doubt be many reasons, but perhaps the main three are these. Some people leave a training course and try to implement the whole thing on day one, and it falls apart within 2 weeks. Work colleagues actually encourage it to fail. You can hear the corridor gossip now. What are they up to with this new system of theirs? And the reply comes back, "Oh, they've just been on a training course. Never mind, steer clear for a while, they'll soon give it up." And so they do. The second reason is that time management courses can also fail to deliver a change for the attendees, because although it may all sound very good, it doesn't necessarily work in practice, especially when the pressure is on. The third reason is that to manage time and stress, you need to give yourself time to sort things out. And having been out of the office for a day or two, you get back to work and have to try to catch up, which, of course, you never do. So, inevitably, you never sort yourself out. So, why is this guide different? Because I've started with the basic assumption...